talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
3 a.m. and I'm still awake. I'll bet you're just fine, fast asleep in your city. It's better than mine. And the girl in your bed has a fine pedigree. And I'll bet your friends tell you she's better than me.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Taylor Swift, I'll Bet You Think About Me, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It happens every January. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with architect Leslie Norton with Norton Design Studio. Also, we'll be talking with Curry Bates and Nelvin Gonzalez with Charleston Landscape. They can help you with just about everything in your backyard. And then finally, we'll be talking with Joe Myers with Southeastern Galleries. And Southeastern Galleries is one of those heritage companies that have been in business for over 50 years in Charleston. So a lot of the newcomers to the area may not be aware of that, but you should check them out. But joining us right now are Ashley Rowell, one of our editors, and Michaela Arnett, our managing editor. How you ladies doing?
We're doing great.
Yes, thank you for having us.
You bet. So, Ashley, tell our listeners one of the many jobs that you have around here at Charleston Home and Design.
Yes, so I send out our weekly e-newsletter, and it's full of great stuff, local projects, product sales, and design inspiration that will be sent to you every Thursday. I encourage you to sign up. You can head over to our website at charlestonhomeanddesign.com to sign up, or open our latest spring issue to page 50 and scan the QR code.
Seems like we're asked to sign up for all these different e-newsletters and things like that. What would you say are some compelling reasons why someone should take a moment to sign up for the weekly e-newsletter that we send out?
There are some sales in there that you can't really find anywhere else. This week we feature a 39 AC deep cleaning that Fix-It 24/7 is offering.
$39.
Mm-hmm, $39.
That's for new customers.
Yep, and that's to help them get ready for the summer and make sure that their AC unit is up and running, because you know it does get really hot around here. Mm-hmm. Flooring Factory is offering free carpet removals, which is a great opportunity. And then hopefully you can look at their showroom and get some great selections for what you want to do after that carpet is removed. And then Advanced Window Fashions is offering 20% off a shade cleaning. So that will help restore your shades to their natural color. I also just say that our newsletter condenses everything that's in the issue. So if you're looking for short snippets of inspiration, that's what our e-newsletter is great for.
Snippets of what you will see within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
Yes. And to talk more about our cover for the spring 2024 issue is Michaela.
Thank you, Ashley. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Amy Romfo, who's on the cover of our spring issue. She's the curator of all things coastal and invites readers into her recently renovated Daniel Island dwelling in the latest issue. She's a style influencer with a family home that's an ever-evolving creative canvas. Here she records most of her content for her worldwide following of nearly 250,000 on Instagram. You can find her at The Coastal Oak on Instagram. and she is Charleston's go-to gal for style tips and looks for less. She goes above mere product recommendation and provides her followers with a number of similar options available at a variety of price points. So this cover story just goes into how her journey of influencing has redefined home design and ways that she's making coastal design accessible for everybody.
Gotcha. And one of Amy's signature styles, and you can see that on the spring, our latest issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, she takes books and turns them backward.
Yeah, so all of those books that you see in her living room are vintage, thrifted titles, and none of them really match or go together, but they do when you flip them around and show those aged pages. So it creates a really cool look.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And Amy, we recently had our magazine release party at Coastal Creek Design, and a really good architect practice in Mount Pleasant. And Amy and her husband, who used to play for the Stingrays, was there. And it's a great house. And you know, that's one of the things that we started, boy, I don't even know, 20 years ago or so. Instead of just having a generic cover with, you know, showing a living room or something, we decided to put as famous people that live here in Charleston on the cover. And we've been very successful over our 25 years publishing Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we're very lucky that we live in a place that has so many famous people that
right. You'd think we'd run out of options, but there are so many incredible, notable individuals who live here with awesome homes.
I'll make a suggestion and you'll say, I'll put it on the list.
Yep.
we have a long list, that's for sure. But you want to pick up the latest issue, our spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're hard at work right now at Deadline, working on our summer issue, and which will be our outdoor living feature, and a lot of other surprises that we'll wait to tell you about. But in the spring issue, if you have a bathroom remodel or if you're looking for some inspiration to make updates to your bathroom, that we have our big bathroom feature in our spring issue. Well, good deal. Well, have a good weekend, everyone, and enjoy today's show. And now we're talking with architect Leslie Norton with Norton Design Studio. How are you, Leslie?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Leslie, take a moment and tell everyone about your practice, Norton Design Studio.
Absolutely. I started Norton Design Studio 5 years ago, and I did it for a combination of reasons. I had been working in kitchen design for 7 years prior to that, doing all sorts of cabinetry and working with a very high-end luxury German product. And I was in all these incredible homes, and every time I was in them, I was inspired by the entirety of the architecture. And I really felt like it was time to return to my roots. I had wanted to be an architect since I was in third grade, and I went to undergrad and grad school for architecture, and it just felt like it was time to go back and work in architecture. And I knew that I wanted it to be in residential. So I went out on my own, and it's been great.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, what, as a third grader, what was your mindset about becoming an architect at that point?
You know, it's funny. My third grade teacher was the one who recommended it to me. And at the time, I didn't really know what an architect was. But I had a grandparent and three uncles that were engineers who sort of talked about architecture adjacently when they were talking about their careers. And my teacher, she thought that it would be a good combination for me because I really have always gravitated towards both like math-minded things and creative-minded things. Mm. And I told her that I wanted to be a teacher and that I wanted to teach both math and art. And she kind of laughed and said that that might be a hard position to find and suggested architecture instead. And I was in Girl Scouts, and you could earn a badge in something if you came up with your own idea. And so I decided to get a badge in architecture. And I sat down and learned how to draw on graph paper and put together a house design. And I was hooked from that point on.
Oh, wow. What a great story. Hopefully everyone out there has had an experience where someone in their life has influenced them in their career, perhaps, and given them some direction to go through. Because when you're younger, that question is always in your mind. What am I going to do? People are asking, what are you going to do when you go get a career and so forth?
I ask my kids the same things, and they tell me all sorts of answers, everything from being a famous singer to a teacher to a scientist. So I think it's hard when you're young to know what you want to do, and we also try to tell our children that it's okay to figure it out when you're older. But I feel very fortunate that I have always known what I wanted to do, and I still feel to this day that it's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm. Well, I envy you, and a lot of people do. When I was in school, when people would, I would always be envious of people who would be like, yes, I'm going to be a nurse, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I had no idea what I was going to do until someone said, well, it sounds like you like advertising and promotion. And that kind of gave me that direction of where to go. So,
yeah, I think it's really helpful to have somebody who has a little bit more life experience to say, based on what I'm hearing you say, it sounds like this could be a good option. Because until you know, I mean, I didn't know what an architect was until I had a teacher mention it to me. So until you know that's a possibility, it's hard to, especially as a child, but definitely even when you're a teenager and a young adult, to really know what your options are.
Mm-hmm. Did your uncles speak highly of architects, or they as engineers?
No, not really.
Did they? I've heard there's a reputation.
They kind of bad-mouthed them.
Yeah, architects have a reputation of being frustrated artists, for example. I've heard.
Yeah. No, my uncles and my grandpa, they had some less flattering things to say about architects than my teacher did, but you know, it was all in good fun. Like they were kind of poking fun at me a little bit. And I'm one of those people who, when someone tells me that I can't do something, I'm going to prove them wrong. So it was probably helpful for me to have them kind of poke at me a little bit.
Yeah. Well, engineers have a very particular way of thinking and looking at life, and
they do.
Bless their spouses for being able to deal with an engineer type person.
Yeah, and actually, the engineers I work with now, sometimes I know when I send something over to them that they're not going to like it, but they work with me.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about what kinds of services as an architect you offer at Norton Design Studio. So how do you help homeowners?
So I do all residential design, and I work on projects from new construction to additions and renovations. I will occasionally do a kitchen project as well. Because I did spend so much time working as a kitchen designer, they are my favorite area of the home, and I think they deserve a lot of attention. So I will occasionally do that too. And in any project that I work on, if the kitchen is involved, then we do a full kitchen design in terms of laying out the function of it, understanding the size of all of the cabinets, where things are going to go, and making sure that we're providing a very efficient and functional kitchen that's also beautiful. With new construction, it's a different process, I think, than with an addition or a renovation, and that we'll do a site visit to make sure I understand the site specifics, and then we'll start working on design immediately. With renovations and additions, there's a little bit more work up front in terms of documenting the existing conditions of the home. So I will come in, and I either have a friend of mine who is also in architecture locally. He oftentimes will do 3D scans of the houses that I'm working on, or I will come in and I will measure them. And when I measure, I always bring my husband. He is also in the architecture world, and we have a good system. So we're very efficient, and we get all the information that we need when we measure together. And then I take all of that and I turn it into a Revit file. That's the software that I use. I think a lot of people are familiar with AutoCAD, Revit is essentially like the big brother to AutoCAD. It's owned by the same company, Autodesk, but it's really good with 3D. And so I like it a lot for what I'm doing because I can visualize things really well with it, but it also is super helpful for my clients because we can do 3D walkthroughs and experience the home in true 3D. It's kind of like a video game. And I think that that is really helpful for people who aren't used to looking at floor plans and elevations all day to understand the spaces that they're going to be able to live in and make sure that they really work for them and for their family. And then after we have those existing documentations, that's when I start working through the design phase. And that, people always ask, how long does that last? And I think it's very client specific. So if clients need to look at a lot of different options, if they want to lay things out in their existing home with painter's tape, if they want to mark it out in their backyard, if they want to sleep on it, ask their friends, ask their parents, I completely understand that. And then I also have clients who make very quick decisions and we move through that process pretty quickly. Then next is really the detailing phase. And I tell the clients this is the part that they probably are the least interested in, but it's really putting all the details in place so that the home can be permitted and constructed. And it's also when we work with the engineer and I work with them to coordinate my drawings and answer any questions. And then we move towards that construction set that can be used for permitting.
Gotcha. And in addition to that, you know, just to kind of be a little bit more specific, you can help homeowners with if maybe what if they're only looking to redo their kitchen? Are you will Norton Design Studio take on a project that is just a kitchen remodel, for example?
I will, because I love a kitchen so much, it's really hard for me to say no to a kitchen project. And they go a lot faster than obviously doing like a whole new construction home. So they're fun to have in my lineup of projects. So absolutely. And again, even if I'm not just doing the kitchen, if I'm doing the whole home or if I'm doing a space that involves the kitchen, we'll get into the details.
Gotcha. Has I'm always curious about this because when we built our house, we followed a particular pathway. We had the kitchen designed by an interior designer, and then we had that design, and we went to a number of different cabinet companies to have them bid it out. And versus a lot of homeowners will go directly to one cabinet company and they will create the design. Usually it's part of the price, but then you're kind of locked in with that particular cabinet company versus being able to have a design that you can shop around to get the best quality and the best price. Did we do the right thing?
Yeah, I think so. And when there's an interior designer on the project that I'm working on, I love to collaborate with them because they're going to be the ones to help pull in all the finishes and understand how everything in the kitchen works with everything else. And while I love cabinetry design and spend a lot of time both in the kitchen, laundry rooms, bars, bathrooms, it is, I think, helpful to have as many eyes as you can in those areas because they are so important to how we live in our homes. And when you are working with particular contractors, oftentimes they have a preferred resource for who those cabinets are going to come from. And sometimes you can get that full kitchen design with that company, and sometimes you can't. But either way, I think it's helpful to take a set of drawings to them and say, this is what we're looking for. And then if that company that your contractor recommends doesn't seem like a good fit for you, you do have a full design set that you can take and shop around with other companies.
Right. Okay. That's good to know. What about home additions? How can Norton Design Studio help homeowners with a home addition?
A lot of my work is additions. I think for so many of us, we're in homes that work fairly well for our families, but as we grow and kids grow and needs change, they don't always continue to work that way. But we fall in love with where we live, our neighborhoods, what we're close to, our schools. And one of the ways to make that home grow with you is to actually do an addition. And I think because there's so few homes on the market right now as well, I've seen a lot of people looking at additions and renovations to make it so that their home continues to work well for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something that my husband and I are considering for our house too, because again, we love where we are. And I think it's a great way to stay in your home and still get what you want.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at your website, norton-design.com. Norton-design.com. You have, as one of your offerings, home additions, as we just mentioned, but what's the difference between a home addition and a home extension that you have on your site?
I think they're actually the same thing. An addition and an extension is essentially the same thing, just different vocabulary depending on what makes the most sense for the person who's looking for me. But again, just adding more space to your home, whether that means expanding on the ground level or creating, sometimes we do two-story additions. And I've done quite a few projects where the home, especially like the old brick ranch homes in like Burns Down and areas like that, Wagner Terrace, that are charming and lovely but a little bit small for how we live today, doing additions where we create a second floor, go up into the attic and find usable space there, I think that's a great way of adding that square footage that most people seem to need.
This is a off-topic question, but I've always wondered, we have so many of those one-story hip roof type homes in Charleston. It makes me kind of wonder how did that particular style of a home in why were so many of those style homes built in Charleston? Like I know that there's the famous Charleston single house that you see so many of in downtown Charleston, but seemed like in the 60s and 70s. So many neighborhoods they chose to build these one story hip roof brick homes. Any thoughts on that? I've always been curious.
I don't know exactly why, but I think it was just that at that time that a lot of those homes were being built in the 60s, 70s. Honestly, I think even in the 80s and 90s. Trying to get a really efficient home oftentimes meant doing it as a one-story so that you don't have stairs. Stairs take up a lot of space, both on the ground level and the second floor, and they're more expensive to build. So if you can get everything on the ground floor, I think it was just efficient. I also think that they offer a lot of benefits for families that have young children if all the bedrooms are on the same floor, so you're not going up and down in the middle of the night. You don't have to worry about kids going up and down the stairs when you're not right behind them. And then they're also good for aging in place. So even if you think that you're going to be great for a really long time, you just never know what's going to happen. And not have to climb up a set of stairs to get to the primary bedroom, I think, is an advantage of that single story home.
My wife would love for us to move into a single story home, but the problem that we have is those 8-foot ceilings. Have you ever had an experience what would you do to solve that puzzle if somebody wanted, they were moving into a, you know, one of these ranch style homes but wanted taller ceilings?
Yeah, that actually happens quite a bit. And it depends on what we're doing with the house itself. So if we're taking over the attic, it can be a little bit tricky to raise the ceilings because we're trying to stay within the space that the attic already offers, unless we're taking the roof off completely. And at that point, then oftentimes we will raise those ceilings. Or if we're keeping the space above it attic, we can often vault into that space with a simple gabled roof. It's pretty easy to find some extra space up in the attic. And I can tell you, like, my house is one story. My kids hate it, by the way, because they really want stairs. But my husband and I love it. And we do have vaulted spaces in our primary bedroom, in our kitchen, and in our living room. And so while we do have that standard 8-foot ceiling in our bathrooms and in the kids' bedrooms, it feels much bigger than that because of the vaulted spaces in our, like, primary public areas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned a second ago about aging in place, and I noticed on your website, norton-design.com, that you offer handicap accessible design, which, you know, you don't necessarily have to have a particular medical condition to want to be able to age in your home. How do you help homeowners with that kind of a renovation?
I have worked with homeowners who are wheelchair bound, and I think that is a slightly different process because we are really making sure that every area is easily accessible with a wheelchair. That includes getting up to your sinks easily. So oftentimes you have an open space underneath them, and then making sure that your doorways are big enough, that your spaces around all of your fixed pieces like islands, cabinets, that we are allowing for ample room there as well. But I think those are very similar ideas when we think about aging in place too. So you never know what's going to happen, and making sure that there's enough space to maneuver, I think, is an important part of it. And then obviously if we're working, a lot of my new construction tends to be elevated homes. And in that case, oftentimes we'll try to incorporate an elevator if the budget allows, or we'll leave a space for a future elevator if they want to come back in and add that at a later date, and leave it as closet space for now. And I've got a client, new construction, and he has been wheelchair bound. He is not currently, but he knows that's probably in his future again. And so that elevator was super important to him. And then keeping hallways very wide, doorways, making sure that we've got 36-inch doorways into primary bathrooms and bedrooms so that you can easily get through in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I understand. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Norton Design Studio?
They can come to my website, which is www.norton-design.com. They can follow me on Instagram, which is Norton Design Studio. Or they can reach out to me by email, and my email is Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, at Norton, N-O-R-T-O-N, -design.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with architect Leslie Norton with Norton Design Studio. Thanks so much, Leslie.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Curry Bates and Nelvin Gonzalez with Charleston Landscape. How are you folks doing?
Hey, we're doing great. How about yourself?
Just fine. Thank you. Take a moment and tell all our listeners about Charleston Landscape.
Yeah, so Charleston Landscape is a luxury outdoor design build company here in Charleston. We were founded back in 2006, so we've been around for some time. And we offer complete design builds. So we're able to start your project from conceptual designs and take it all the way through the installation phase, which allows us to bring you a seamless project.
Gotcha. Okay. And when you say design build, are you talking about creating the design for the landscape? I know a lot of neighborhood HOAs require, for instance, if you're planning to change the outside of your house, or maybe you're building a house and they require a landscape plan in advance to approve. Is that something Charleston Landscape can help folks with?
Yep, that's exactly what we do. So we'll actually handle that whole process for you as well, so that you don't even have to reach out to your HOA. We'll go through the whole permitting process with your HOA. And of course, we'll provide you with detailed drawings prior to us ever putting a shovel in the ground, so that you know exactly what it is that you are going to be getting and exactly what your yard's going to look like prior to us getting started. So we're able to offer that full design phase. And of course, we go back and forth with the client as much as needed, as many revisions as needed, to make sure that we get it just right before we get started.
Gotcha. Talk about the different types of services that Charleston Landscape offers.
Yeah, so Charleston Landscape, we're a little bit different than some of the other landscapers in town. Currently, we don't offer any sort of maintenance services. So, you know, no mowing and blowing. We offer construction services. So we come in from the ground up, and we start with your landscape irrigation system. We'll install your irrigation system. We can do drainage if you have any sort of drainage issues. Charleston is notorious for flooding yards. So we're able to address all of those drainage issues. We're able to install outdoor lighting. We do outdoor kitchens and pergolas. We do outdoor fire pits, fences. I mean, pretty much you name it, synthetic turf, anything. Once you kind of step out of the doors, your front door, your back door, we're able to help with that. A large portion of our business is hardscape. So we do driveways with pavers and concrete, brickwork. We're able to do entry monuments, deck extensions, screened in porches, all sorts of any outdoor construction that you need.
Wow, that's impressive. Especially the construction projects that you're mentioning that go beyond the installation and design and installation of the plantings and things like that. So, Charleston Landscape covers quite a few different disciplines there, and I'm sure that makes it very convenient for the homeowner that they don't have to reach out to a fence builder, or they want to do something with extending a deck or building a screen porch, which is going to impact the landscaping around the house.
Exactly. A lot of our clients love that they don't have to reach out to 5-10 different contractors and have to do all of the scheduling and the coordination of all of that. It makes it a lot more seamless when we're handling all the facets of it, so that you don't have to stress about that. And, we're able to make sure that it flows very smoothly. Of course, we never want to work backwards. So we know exactly what needs to go in first to make sure that we're not damaging any other work. It makes it a lot more of a stress-free process for the homeowners, which people definitely like.
I remember a friend of mine telling me when I first moved here in 1990, he said, if you're going to do anything in your, if you want to have a, any kind of beautiful, yard, you definitely have to have a irrigation system installed here in the Charleston area. Why is that important?
That is definitely true. Here in Charleston, our weather is just, as everybody here knows, it's very hot, then very cold, and jumps around all over. Having an irrigation system is going to take care of all of that for you. We install all smart Wi-Fi devices where it actually can connect with the weather channel, and it will increase or decrease the amount of water that it's putting into your yard based on what your yard needs at that time with the weather. So if we're going to have, a couple days of rain in a row, then your system will automatically shut itself off. That way you're saving money. You don't need to be watering your yard when Mother Nature's doing it for you. And then as well, we have very, very hot summers here in Charleston, and it can be a little bit difficult on some of the plant material. And so it's nice to not have to worry about any of that and have everything be hands-free and have the system take care of your yard for you. That way everything's flourishing, everything looks nice, and you don't even have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Is there a particular project that comes to mind that you maybe can tell us about that Charleston Landscape, that you're particularly proud of that Charleston Landscape was involved with?
Yeah, I'll let Nelvin, who is our project manager, speak on that. We've got quite a few projects that we're very proud of, but one in particular, I'll let Nelvin speak on that.
Hey guys. So there's actually a few that we just recently finished that I'm just very, very proud of. One of them being on Daniel Island. There was roughly, I would say, a little bit over $500,000. There was a little bit of everything. So it was definitely, with the scale of the home being so big and, all the other trades that were involved, it was a little bit of a challenge. It was an interesting project. We did pretty much the full driveway, which was over 100 feet long, 12 feet wide. You know, we did the basketball court. We did the fences. We did all the landscape lighting. We actually brought massive 12-inch, 30-foot tall live oaks that had to be craned and set in place and, you know, water monitored daily to ensure the survivability of those trees. So that's one of them that is very, very special to me that we just finished this year. And then I also have did one in Old Village in Mount Pleasant that recently got presented in your guys' magazine that's going to come up in the next publishing. That it's also amazing. It's more of a classic Charleston look with a lot of brick, a lot of handwork, a lot of bluestone, and just beautiful plant material and some beautiful Corten steel walls that not a lot of people know that you can do. And, you know, we work with a very special LA firm in Charleston that loves to install that type of product. And it just gives the homes a very, very elegant but rustic look. So, yeah, those are the two projects that to date I am very, very proud of.
That one on Daniel Island, the long driveway, what material did you use for the driveway?
Yeah, so that was 80-millimeter Tekablock sleek paver.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's a pretty heavy-duty paver with a lot of gravel base. Now in Daniel Island, you know, due to the, you know, the amount of homes, concrete's not an option anymore as they want you to do pervious now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was a lot of work when it came to excavation, building that lot, and a lot of gravel went in. You know, we put in almost, I'll say 48 inches worth of base. So almost 4 foot worth of base underneath that driveway just to ensure that, you know, we're collecting all that water from the surface.
Mm, yeah. And if folks may not be familiar with that term pervious, but can you tell our listeners what that means?
Yeah, so we have two options when it comes to surfaces. We have non-pervious that water doesn't percolate through, and then we have a pervious surface that it could be concrete, it could be pavers, it could be aggregate, it could be rock-based, and it's just, you know, for water to go through it. It allows water to permeate through the ground and slowly dissipate. So that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. Instead of it just running off into the street and down the storm drain, and which people don't, it's out of sight, out of mind. People don't realize that a storm drain goes straight to one of our rivers. And so, you know, I've in years past, I've seen people put motor oil down the storm drain, for example, and they just don't realize where it goes and so forth. But it helps the groundwater to have those pervious pavers have that water be able to percolate down, as you said, into the groundwater. That's the best way to go. And
correct.
4 feet of gravel. Those pavers aren't going to move either, are they?
No, they're not going to move on you. And, you know, we secure all of our borders with 6 inches of mortar underneath, not through the side, that we can allow grass to grow through the paver, you know, to the pavers. So, yeah, they're definitely not going to go anywhere. They're not going to move. So it's a very, very secure system. And just the pavers themselves, they're so heavy that they're not going anywhere. I mean, these pavers were 24 inches by 36 inches long, and 80 millimeters. So each paver weighed probably 150 pounds.
Ooh. So, I bet there were some sore backs with your guys after that.
No, that's the cool thing about Charleston Landscape. I don't kill my boys when it comes to the labor. I do invest in equipment that allows them to, you know, pick up these stones like they're nothing. So they're well protected over here.
Well, this is coming from someone who my wife and I installed a paver patio, and we said this, that we'll never do it again. We'll always have someone install that. And speaking of which, you're talking about some pretty big projects there. What if someone did want just a paver patio or a place in their backyard with a fire pit that they can gather around? Does Charleston Landscape work on some of those smaller projects?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we don't quite you know, focus on just the, you know, half a million, multi-million dollar projects. We do everything. We don't want to say no to anybody. We do have, unfortunately, you know, a number that we have to stick with, but anything between, I'll say, 6,000 and above, we can take care of. So we'll take small projects.
Right, right. Do you ever have any of your customers at Charleston Landscape that they opt to have their landscaping installed in phases so that they can maybe they don't want to spend all that money up all at once?
Yep. Correct. Yeah. So I just did we just did two or three of them in the past few months. And, you know, we kind of split them, you know, depending on the project, three phases, four phases. We do whatever it takes to accommodate you guys. The only thing I care is pretty much being able to do the landscape and just, you know, deliver that project. So, yeah, we can phase anything.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Is springtime is traditionally a lot of homeowners are making changes to the inside and outside of their homes. When would be is this a good time to maybe start talking to Charleston Landscape about doing like a landscape makeover on the front or the back or both of their both sides of their home, or when is usually the best time for something like that?
No, yeah, definitely. That's the cool thing about our beautiful state of South Carolina. We're kind of in that midpoint. You know, we don't freeze a lot. We don't get that Florida scorching weather. So we're like in a perfect spot. In South Carolina, you can really landscape all year round. There's really not a bad time on when you can't landscape your home. So, but springtime is always better because a lot of people don't understand that plant material, when we ship from different parts of the states, it could be dormant. So, you know, a lot of people don't understand that you bring a plant, you know, let's just say December, and it's just a bunch of sticks. So, you know, this time of year is a little bit better, especially if your client is a little bit more, let's just say, picky, and he wants his house, the moment that it's installed, it's all green, it's all the plants are blooming. So, you know, if you're looking for that, and then you understand how the plant material works, you know, this time of year will be the time of year as everything's going to be green. Everything's going to be coming back. You know, we're going to get, you know, springtime's coming. So all your plant materials that are going to be blooming, they're going to arrive to your home with flowers. So if we're going to put it in preferences, yeah, I will plant now.
Mm, gotcha. Yeah. I just noticed, a house in our neighborhood where, they had just installed sod about 6-8 weeks ago, and it's just been brown the whole time, and that's discouraging, I'm sure, for a homeowner. But it's just starting to green up now and take root. So definitely got to be patient with that. Curry, we're almost out of time, but You mentioned that Charleston Landscape has been in business since 2006. Can you talk a little bit about how Charleston Landscape got started and your background and everything?
Yeah, certainly. So my uncle actually is who founded Charleston Landscape in 2006. He had been doing landscape his entire life and decided that he wanted to start his own company. And so he founded it back in 2006 and built it up to the size that we are today. And I came on board with Charleston Landscape probably five or six years ago, and kind of worked my way up, went through all the different phases, started, you know, it's just as an administrator and worked up to being a project manager, and went through that whole phase. And unfortunately, my uncle, Chris, he actually passed away due to cancer about 11 months ago. And since then, I have decided to keep the business running. So I purchased the company and have kept it running, and we're you know, under new ownership, and we're definitely growing, and we're excited for the future. I'm excited to be able to, you know, keep his dream alive and And the family is excited that we're able to keep it in the family and keep Charleston Landscape going and, you know, keep his legacy going and keep building on what he has already created this to be. So it's, you know, it's an exciting time for us over here at Charleston Landscape, obviously, you know, a sad time as well, but, you know, the future is looking very bright for us. So we're definitely excited and looking forward to that.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get in touch with Charleston Landscape?
Certainly. So the easiest way is to just give us a call. Our phone number is 843-296-7592. Or you can go to charlestonlandscape.com. At charlestonlandscape.com, you can check out some of our work that we do, read some of our recent reviews that we've gotten. And as well, there's a submission form online where you can enter in your information and somebody on the team will give you a call.
Gotcha. Well, congratulations on purchasing the company, and whoever was forward thinking enough to grab that web address charlestonlandscape.com, that was really, really smart of them.
Yes, indeed. We're glad that we've got the name, and it's it's great.
Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with Curry Bates and Nelvin Gonzalez with Charleston Landscape. And you can always find Charleston Landscape when you do a search on the net, charlestonlandscape.com, and also within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Thanks, Curry and Nelvin.
Thank you so much.
And now we're talking with Joe Myers with Southeastern Galleries. How are you, Joe?
Very well, thank you. Hope you are.
Yeah, thank you for asking. Joe, take a moment and tell everyone about Southeastern Galleries.
Southeastern Galleries is a family-owned furniture store, which is a full-service store to include furniture, carpet, rugs, accessories such as lamps, artwork. We have original paintings and prints. We have wallpaper, fabrics. We can do custom draperies and Hunter Douglas window treatments. So we have a full service design center located under one roof. And we're at 1885 Ashley River Road in Charleston.
Gotcha. And how long has Southeastern Galleries been around?
It's been around for over, I think it's over 60 years now.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
It's been a family-owned business, yeah.
Well, good deal. So, Joe, you are in charge of the carpet and custom rug department at Southeastern Galleries. Tell our listeners about that.
Yes. I am focused just on that department. So we do a lot of wall-to-wall carpet from various manufacturers like Karastan, Maslin, Nurison, Stanton, Kuristan, Prestige Mills, Bloomsburg, Silver Creek, just to name a few. And then we also, in addition to installing wall-to-wall carpet, we make many custom rugs from carpet. So it would be, we'd take basically your measurements, or we can come out and measure, which is a free service, and determine what size of rug you need for example, a great room, and make a custom rug to fit that size down to the inch, and have it serged on the edges, or we can have it bound with a tape binding and create a really custom look for your room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds interesting. Are those custom rugs fabricated at the Southeastern Galleries store?
No, we have most of the rugs we have fabricated at the mill. at their workrooms. And the production time, as long as the carpet is in stock at the mill, it takes about 3 weeks to have a rug fabricated. And a lot of the manufacturers are now attaching a non-skid pad to the back. So it's completely attached and sewn on to the back of the rug, so that you have your rug and your non-skid pad all in one, which is great. So there's no movement between the two items.
Mm. You don't have to go out and buy that thing you put down underneath the rug with the little holes and so forth.
Right. Yeah. And this would be it's a premium. It's felt and then rubber. Premium rug pad, mm-hmm. which a lot of people have in their homes already. But this one is sewn right on in most cases, and it makes it really easy for installation. And also, over time, if you have a separate pad, your rug can shift around a little bit, and then the pad sticks out, and it's not very sightly. And so this way, it's just nice and neat and keeps the rug in its place.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk about the Anywhere carpet from Stanton that you told me about before we started the interview.
Stanton has a great program of Anywhere carpet, and it's mainly for making area rugs. And they will serge the edges of the carpet to make a rug, or they can do a tape binding. They have UV protected binding that can be used indoors and outdoors. And they do also provide an attached indoor-outdoor pad, which is great as well. So you have some cushion under your indoor-outdoor rug. And in most cases today, we are selling the indoor-outdoor rugs for interior spaces such as a breakfast room or even a family room where you have a lot of activity. There may be children visiting or in the family and pets, because these rugs are really easy to clean. And you shouldn't have to, but if you had to, you could actually take the rug outside and hose it down and dry it off and bring it back in, and it would be fine. So they're very versatile, and we have many, many different styles and colors of these rugs. And a lot of them look like a natural sisal carpet, and so they blend in and work well with your furnishings and other oriental rugs.
Can it be used outdoors?
Yes. Yeah, they're indoor outdoor.
Indoor
outdoor.
So you can
put them on a screened in porch, and they will be fine. You know, you might have to hose them off every now and then, but depending on the amount of rain you get in on the screened in porch. And you can use them in an area outside by a pool, and the chlorine will not affect the rug at all, because it's woven polypropylene fiber, which is solution dyed, and the color is locked in. It's not gonna be bleached out by chlorine from the pool.
Well, that's my favorite way of cleaning, either using the leaf blower or a hose. So that sounds like a
great
carpet option. The Stanton Anywhere carpet that Southeastern Galleries has, and we're almost out of time. But I wanted to ask you, what is happening? What trends are you seeing with regards to carpet and rugs? It seems like a lot of people, there was a time when wall-to-wall carpet was a selling point, and when you were putting your house up for sale or what have you. Have people gravitated more toward a hard surface, or what areas of the home are people still using carpet?
Yes. Like you said, people are gravitating towards hard surface. And so you're going to find most new builds will have hard surface in all of the common areas, and you may have hard surface all the way throughout. However, a lot of builders are still putting wall-to-wall carpet in bedrooms and then just having hard surface in the living room, dining, and kitchen, all the common areas and hallways. So you definitely will need a rug for these areas to soften up that area and bring you some comfort to the floor when you're walking around barefooted. We do offer hard surface as well. We sell engineered hardwood floors, and also we have a great selection of luxury vinyl plank. Mm-hmm. Available from different manufacturers.
Mm. Well, that's great. And I think it says a lot about Southeastern Galleries. You folks are primarily a home furnishing company, and to be able to offer other things besides just that, that it's really solving the problem for the homeowners. They're able to get that all in one spot to be able to pick their flooring and so forth at the same time.
Yes, that's right. We are a full-service design center, so anything that can be done to your home. And then we have access to other things that can be done. Like if you need faux finishing done, we have people that can do that. If you need wallpaper installed, we have people that can do that. There's a lot of different services that we can provide.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Southeastern Galleries?
They can find us on the internet at southeasterngalleries.com and take a look at the designer profiles. You can read their bio and find out about each designer. And then, if you see one that you'd like to work with, ask for that person, and they'll be glad to help you with your design needs and furnishings for your home. We also online we show a lot of different products that we offer for sale. We do not sell over the internet, but we have great resources on our website.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Joe Myers with Southeastern Galleries, and you can always find Southeastern Galleries within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.